Welcome to Anxiety Bay, episode 3. I am so happy to be back after taking a little sabbatical last week. Unfortunately, my great uncle passed away, so I was grieving with my family and just spending time with them and loving on them, and now I am back. So yeah, and just a disclaimer, please bear with me on the sound. I am working on getting a microphone. However, I am a college student, so if that is something that you'd be like to donate to, you can most definitely do that. But until then, just bear with me. And also, in my transition with school, I am in a dorm, so it's a bit of a smaller space. The acoustics and things like that aren't too bad, but they're not what I want to give you all, so please just be patient with me. And yeah, so today's episode is going to be something that I was kind of like, it'll make sense in a moment, but I wasn't sure if I was exactly ready to put like this topic on the line, just because it's something that I've just kind of gotten to the point where I'm just over it, quite frankly. But this episode is Relationship Bay, so we're going to talk about how relationships, not even necessarily sexually or like you have a significant other, but relationships in general. I think that's important. Like, if you're gonna acknowledge one, acknowledge them all, because they go hand in hand, in my opinion, especially when it comes to your mental health. And you can't allow someone to willingly, or I mean knowingly or unknowingly to you, manipulate you into thinking or feeling one way, regardless of if it's the truth or not, because even if it is, like, fuck them. But anyway, so I am gonna start off just giving you all a little brief synopsis of just kind of where I am in my love life and things like that, or lack thereof, because I'm single as a dollar bill. And I mean, it's not that I'm not on the market, or like, I don't like to say I'm looking for a boyfriend or whatever, because I'm not. Like, I'm chilling, because I know that he's there somewhere, and it could happen anytime, anywhere, any place, regardless. Because, you know, fate is fate. It's inevitable. So that's nothing that I can control, but, or to a certain extent. But I am just, I've just gotten to a point where I'm tired of taking people's shit. And boys, men, if y'all are listening, we love you at Anxiety Bay, but y'all are a headache. So anyway, yeah, what happened was I just got to a point where I've just gotten over the BS, and like, I just don't have the patience for it anymore. And honestly, I'm just at a point where, like, I always say this is my age of self-discovery, and that's what I like to refer to it as, and not necessarily like a stage of singleness. And one of my favorite movies, How to Be Single, kind of got me to this point also. If you haven't seen it, with Rebel Wilson and the girl that's in 50 Shades of Grey, you should definitely check it out, How to Be Single. And it comes on HBO like a hell of a lot, so if you have that, definitely just try to catch it on HBO for the free, because it's not on like Hulu or Netflix. But I say all that to say, in the movie, it's almost kind of like a Legally Blonde, in a type of, I guess, plot. Like, how she how Elle, like, pursues this guy and chases and chases and gets to a point where she's just, like, going to, for herself, you know, get through law school and be a bad bitch. So she, to make a long story short, it's kind of like that, where she gets to a point where she's just kind of annoyed with the men and then the relationships that she's been in and been in contact with. She's gotten to a point where she's just over it. And yeah, just watch it. Like, it's just, that movie is the bomb diggity. But yeah, and it's kind of sad to say that, but I just feel like there's nothing is worth right now sacrificing, like, my hard work, because I don't want to subject myself to a situation that could potentially be volatile. And I, granted, I would never let it get there. I mean, you just never know. Like, I would never say never. I'll make an exclusion. I would never, ever give someone the power or the right to get out of my character, especially someone that is supposed to take care of me and someone that's supposed to help me to be the best me that there is possible. So, yeah. But anyway, I've just been through a lot of shit as far as relationships go, and it just gets emotionally draining, and it definitely got that way for me. And I am enjoying just trying to figure things out, because I can't pour from an empty cup. No one can. So it's just important as hell to kind of have that time with yourself. Like, if you notice, you always see people, Ron and Sam from Jersey Shore, perfect example, how they were always in each other's face and just up each other's ass, and how volatile and evil and venomous their relationship was. You never want it to get like that. So people that can't be by themselves and be alone with her thoughts and process things, especially when it comes to relationships, like someone that's always got a boyfriend or girlfriend, or a relationship that's just on and super on and off, and no, everyone and their mama know, including themselves maybe, that it's not healthy, but it's comfortable. I never want to allow it to get to that point again. Now, granted, I have in the past, not to the point where I'm doing all that like Sammy was on Jersey Shore, but I say all that to say, I don't have time for it. I don't have the patience for it. And I know that, like, I'm in no rush. Like, I'm only 21, so I'm really in no rush. Like, I'm really am enjoying getting to know who Jalen is. So, because if I don't know myself 110% and am not comfortable with myself and love myself, there's no way in hell that I could share myself with someone else and expect them to know how to do it, because I don't know. And you have to teach people, including your mates sometimes, like, how to love you and approach you and things like that. It doesn't necessarily come natural for everyone. So yeah. And especially when it comes to college, like, or if you're in school, you definitely want to make sure that you are spending time on yourself. Well, just in general, not even necessarily if you're in school, but from a college perspective, it's just too much. Like, college is hard enough. And then to add the BS from someone that is supposed to make it less chaotic, there's just no point. So, like, perfect example, there was this stupid dude that looked like the neck man from Instagram that I dated, I guess, when I was back in Alabama, and I when I met him initially, I wasn't, like, it was just very spur of the moment. So I didn't really care to, build a bond with this dude. So he ended up getting my number somehow and texting me a couple of days later. And to make a long story short, at first, initially, things were cool. However, it got to a point where I guess he got comfortable, or I don't know what the hell he got, but I wasn't with it. So, like, he would invite me to Montgomery, which from Tuskegee, it's about 45 minutes. And I mean, for a college kid, that's gas. For anyone, that's gas, but definitely for a college kid. And his ass never had no fucking money. So he would, like, invite me for a date and not tell me that he didn't have money to pay or whatever until the bill came. But you invite me for a date. So it got to a point where we were just doing Dutch. And to me, that ain't no date. That's we are meeting at somewhere for lunch. So, like, that shit gets really old. And he ended up being a fucking goofy. And he on Christmas, like 2 years ago maybe, he ended up telling me that he was messing with, like, some other girl. And his stupid ass reason was, well, I wasn't ready to stop messing with her. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Not worth it. And I always say, like, I hate to say this, but sometimes I feel like Rihanna, where she said she's not dating because she's sick of men. Like, Rihanna's bomb. Bomb.com. And we all know that there would be, like, thousands of suitors lined up at her door if they had the opportunity. She dated a billionaire. So what I'm saying is she's just probably just like me, and, like, at a point where she's just over the shit. And, you know, she's a businesswoman, she's a singer, like, she's got so much going on. And granted, I'm not like that yet. I'm kind of in my own little world because I have so much to do and so much that I want to do and so many things that I'm planning and things that I love to do and things like that. So I have a lot that goes into my day on top of the classes and whatever else. So yeah. And I hope that this made sense. It was helpful. I just really wanted to emphasize the fact that you can't at all, college or not, work, young, old, regardless, you have to maintain a boundary when it comes to relationships. And, like, even with your family sometimes, even with friends, like, you have to show people get the notion of how to treat you based off how you treat you. So how you present it, how you show up, how you speak about yourself. So just various things like that. So you really have to keep that in mind. And like I said, even with family sometimes, granted, my family and I are pretty close. It's always just been us three, but, I know it's not like that for a lot of people. So yeah, but I don't want to, you know, keep you all too long. You know, I like to keep these things short and sweet. So, but I have a lot coming up for you all, and I'm working on some collaborations and, like, live brunches and really fun things like that. And as always, if you see me on campus, please feel free to come up and, you know, meet me or take a selfie with me. Regardless, it doesn't really matter. I'm friendly. I promise I don't bite. So yeah, I love you all so much for listening, and I will catch you next week.
Oh,